This is Akashvani, the news read by Hing Bia Hui. The Lok Sabha was today adjourned, while the Rajya Sabha faced three adjournments following opposition protests over the alleged irregularities in the NEET examination. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Congress members started sloganeering demanding the resignation of Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan over the issue. Members from the Congress, DMK, TMC, Samajwadi Party and others trooped into the well. Speaker Om Birla said a committee has been formed to look into the issue. He said, "Not allowing the House to function in a pre-planned manner is not right for parliamentary democracy." He said the members can raise the issue during the discussion on motion of thanks on the President's address. Rejecting the opposition's demand for discussion over the NEET issue, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there is no tradition to allow any discussion during the period when discussion on the motion of thanks on the President's address to the joint sitting of both the Houses of Parliament is scheduled. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on the motion of thanks on the President Draupadi Murmu's address to the joint sitting of Parliament amidst opposition ruckus on the NEET examination issue and three adjournments. A total of 21 hours have been allotted for the discussion. Initiating the discussion, BJP MP Sudhanshu Trivedi highlighted the achievements of the government in the last 10 years. Rakesh Sinha, Kavita Padidar, Krishna Lal Panwar, Dr. Bhim Singh, Dr. Anil Bonde of BJP and others participated in the discussion. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today assured the NEET students that strict action will be taken against the culprits. Talking to newspersons outside Parliament, he said the government is sensitive over this issue and assured the students and guardians that all necessary action would be taken. In Jharkhand, the CBI today arrested three persons, including Asanul Haq, principal of OAC school, Hazaribagh, in the NEET paper leak case. The vice principal of the school, Imtiaz, has also been arrested. The CBI arrested them on the basis of evidence. CBI sleuths are interrogating them about various aspects related to paper leaks since June the 26th. India has become the world's third largest domestic aviation market after the US and China. According to data compiled by the aviation analytics firm Official Airline Guide, OAG, India is now third in aviation market after airlines such as IndiGo and Air India have expanded their fleet size to cater to the surge in air passengers. The data show India's domestic airline capacity doubled in the last 10 years from 7.9 million seats in April 2014 to 15.5 million in April 2024. India has replaced Brazil, which now stands at the fourth place with 9.7 million airline seats, followed by Indonesia in the fifth rank with 9.2 million. In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra 2024 will formally begin tomorrow with religious fervour in the Upper Himalayas in South Kashmir. As the first batch of Yatris has reached the base camp in the valley, thousands more have assembled at Yatri Nivas Jammu, waiting for their onward journey towards the holy cave. Earlier in the morning today, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the Yatra from Yatri Nivas Base Camp, Bhagwati Nagar in Jammu amid tight security cover. In the wake of temporary closure of Terminal D1 of IGI Airport in New Delhi due to an unfortunate incident, Union Minister for Civil Aviation Ram Mohan Naidu has asked all airlines to maintain fare stability to avoid passenger inconvenience in the ongoing situation. An advisory has also been released to all airlines to ensure that this situation does not lead to a steep increase in airfare. Union Minister today convened a high-level review meeting with key officials in which he took some key decisions to address the ongoing situation. A 7.2 magnitude earthquake today rocked Peru. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor hit 8.8 kilometers from Antequipa district. On the first day in women's cricket, the one-off test match between India and South Africa at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai, hosts India were 525 for 4 at the stumps. Both the openers, Shefali Verma and Smriti Mandhana, made centuries. And that is the end of this news bulletin.